Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grant and Danny. Time to figure out how you are winning off the field. Don't call because you like Danny or because you like me.
Mm-mm-mm.
Call because you need to support the goose of all geese, Goose Allen, who once said these words.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
Danny, what's an off-field win?
It's got to be something small. It's teeny. It's tiny. It's not, let's say you're a lady. Like, I married someone as handsome as Nick Ashew. That's an on-field win. That's a big life accomplishment. Everyone should strive to do that if you want to marry somebody. Marry someone as handsome as Nick Ashew. It's got to be something tiny, insignificant. For example, I can give you an example. I can
please
show you something.
Please do.
Earlier, about 20-some minutes ago, you and I both independently messaged Nick Ashew's wife about how handsome he was.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been blocked yet on Facebook.
Ooh.
Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
You see what I'm saying?
Very good, Danny. That's a good one. I am winning off the field. I'm going to tell you how right now. Tonight, I don't really have plans because it turns out I don't actually have engagement photos tonight. So there's a good chance I'm going to use the evening to eat a delicious steak that is grilled and then go watch a film. Is it Logan Lucky, I believe, is the name of the movie that I want to see? Logan Lucky, anybody?
It sounds right. It's a movie.
Steak, a film, a Friday night of fun. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
That's the way the game is played. Rich and only.
Rich.
What's going on, guys?
Hello, Richard.
Hey,
well, Danny's going to like this one. The Oktoberfest and the pumpkin beers have finally arrived.
Yeah!
We all are.
Winning off the field.
It's August.
It's the best time of year.
We're okay with that in August?
I wish they were year-round. The snobs of the beer game, all you people that ruin beer with your nonsensical hops, all you hipsters out there that get bamboozled into thinking that's what tastes good.
I hear they put more hops in it.
The most lovely time of year is the fall. That's universal. Do more things that remind you of the fall. Give me Oktoberfest. Give me those fall-style beers. The pumpkin ales are so delightful and so delicious.
Joe in Manassas.
Joseph.
You're on Grant and Danny's winning off the field.
What's up, boys? How we doing today?
Very well.
Hey, so I am having my first fantasy football draft tomorrow. I got the first pick in the fantasy draft, and also I do not want to do Nick Ashew. Therefore, I am
winning off the field.
Well played, sir. I have a question for you, Joe in Manassas.
What's up, buddy?
With the first pick in the 2017 fantasy draft, who will you be selecting?
Well, if I could guarantee that Le'Veon Bell was going to play 16 games, I think his upside is way greater than David Johnson. So I would take Le'Veon Bell if I could guarantee him 16 games, but I can't because he has off-the-field issues, so I will be selecting David Johnson.
Very nice. PPR league, I think your choice has come down to Bell, DJ, Antonio Brown. That might be it.
Yeah, so you can make a case for either one of those guys, for Bell or Johnson at the top. Either way, you own a delightful running back experience.
I'm a little worried about this Le'Veon Bell coming back scenario, but there's still word out of Pittsburgh, as high up as ownership, that he will not miss week one. I did read yesterday that Aaron Donald of the Rams, who's also holding out, Sean McVay's prized possession on the defensive line, who's the best D lineman in the league, not named J.J. Watt, maybe the best kept secret in all of football, his superstar abilities. There is concern that he will not come back before the start of the season, which would be a show.
That would be a bit of a show. Yeah.
Sean in Crofton. By the way, the Redskins play them in week two, so if he came back in like week three, I'd be okay with that.
Take your time, Aaron.
Sean, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, bud.
Hey, well, last year, on my birthday, my girlfriend got me the NASCAR experience down in Richmond to drive the car down at the track.
Oh,
well,
that's cool.
He got canceled that day. And so since he got canceled, I'm going down tomorrow, and they gave me extra laps to drive around the track.
Nice.
Very good. Let's go to
for
Brett
you.
In Fairfax. Brett, what's up?
Brett? Is it Brett?
Hello, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Very well.
So, I have a live fantasy draft. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
Ah.
Those are fun. Those are fun.
I'm trying to set up an in-person fantasy draft at my house with my league, and nobody wants to do it. Everyone's like, oh, the Game of Thrones is on that night.
Commitments.
Then someone else was like, oh, I can't drive from Los Angeles.
I was like, oh, that's a reasonable thing.
Yeah,
selfish.
Jerk.
Here's what we got to do our league again, by the way. Our listener league. Even though my team was the worst team ever assembled in the history of the world, that was fun. We got to get that going with an event and everything like that. Can we do that?
I think we can.
That's a win off the field, right?
Yeah, we got to actually do it now.
I know.
Like
we
not this second, but next week we got to hammer that out. By the way, a new winning off the field. We both heard back from Nick's wife.
Yes.
Therefore, we are.
Winning off the field.
She confirmed to me that indeed he is a total fox.
Her response to me, remember I said it's annoying how handsome he is.
Yeah.
She said, ha, 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 three ha-has, not just the double ha-ha, which the third ha-ha lets you know that it was actual genuine laughter.
How size do you think she gets for him? Super size.
Probably not enough.
Remember that documentary from Morgan Spurlock about McDonald's?
Yes.
It was called Supersized.
Supersized.
There's another documentary being made about Nick's wife and just how happy she is to be with Nick.
I think our general point is you need to cherish this incredible flower that grows in your garden.
The gift. That's what it is.
She says, ha-ha, it's so annoying. He can take longer to get ready than me sometimes. It takes work to look that handsome. So she gets it.
It would be super annoying. And being as good of friends as I am with Nick, we go out
you like, could say this,
every
yeah.
weekend at least twice. It takes so long for him to get ready. It annoys me. Let's go to Diane in Waldorf. Hey, Diane.
Hey, Diane.
Hi, guys. So today I got my driver's license renewed in under an hour at the Department of Motor Vehicles. So I am winning off the field.
Winning off
That's
the field?
That's a championship level W to OTF. Sub hour at the DMV is a gift from the heavens.
That's amazing.
Eddie in DC, you're up.
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Very well. Now serving D37 at window number 4.
I'm C90.
Now serving C63 at window number 2. What's up, Eddie?
All right, guys. My girlfriend is going on a camping trip next Tuesday with her friends, the same day that Madden 18 drops. Nothing stopping me from staying up all night gorging myself. Thus, I am.
Winning off the field.
Awesome.
So, as happy as that is, right, and that's great that Madden's coming out and we're all very proud of that moment, what if all those girls get together and a guy like Nick Ashew's lurking? What if he's at the bar?
I just can't think about it that way. I can't.
You don't think about that when the wife goes out with a bunch of her friends?
All the time.
Like, what if Nick shows up?
All the time. I would never sleep.
That's a good zing. Jason in Centerville, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Oh, Robert.
Hey, Bob.
So, my kids have been away at camp all week. They haven't been out of our house in about 3 years together for this longer time. So, therefore, my wife and I are
winning off the field.
Ah, that's right. Do you expect to have any fun times there over the weekend?
A little bit.
Yeah, good for you.
Good for you.
How old are you guys? How old are you guys?
I'm 45 and she's 44.
And how old are your kids?
14 and 11.
Oh, but of course.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
They've been waiting for this for a while. Dan.
Time by yourself is the bestest. The best.
All my time is time by myself. Do you know that about me?
Yeah. You're trading that in, by the way, on purpose.
What are you talking about?
You're fianced and you're getting married.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to give
up still
time
be my
by yourself.
Time, essentially.
That's not true.
It's my time and her time. It's our time. It's kind of like Herb Brooks.
In a way, but you'll realize what counts as your time or what counts as our time doesn't count if you're just in the same room together. It's got to be doing
a
certain thing.
Is the point?
No. But I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
You don't cohabitate. When you do, you're going to realize you think something is counting towards our time and it's not.
Oh, really?
It's the biggest life adjustment you have to make.
So you mean like we're still going to? Hey, we should hang out. You know, we haven't hung out for a while, even like when you're living together.
Yeah, we go to bed in the same bed. We wake up and we're in the same house. We eat meals together, whatever. But our time together, we haven't spent any time together. You'll be like, we spend every second of every
day
together at all times.
That doesn't seem intuitive to me.
What you're dealing with is a non-intuitive creature. You're dealing with an emotive creature versus someone that is bound by the realms of rationality.
Ah.
In the dude's case. You see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying. I saw what you were saying earlier about Nick Ashew, too. Hope no one else in the building, maybe in the HR department, saw what you were saying.
One day after 17 straight hours of legal wranglings.
Right. Grant and Danny on the Fan, the Beltway Blitz at noon. We're talking Redskins, Nats, and we're even going to get our buddy Ryan O'Halloran on to talk about if Blake Bortles is going to lose his quarterbacking job in Jacksonville. You're listening to the Fan.
Second Ted Britt read of the day. Issued the Ted Britt Challenge online. The winner, we've already had him before, but I'll do it again. How about a little Ray Lewis for my second Ted Britt forward read? Like to hear it. Here it go. Most important thing y'all going to do is go to Ted Britt Ford. That's a place where you can get cars, trucks, and subs. When you go there, look in the eyes of the heart, of the face, of the nostrils, of the breathing man in front of you when he has an offer for you about a car, a truck, or a sub. He going to give you a great deal. Understand this. Understand that there's a deal to be made every time you go there. 125%. That's Kelly Blue Book value, fam. That's on your trade. When you go get your trade, and you're going to get more than 100%, which is impossible to give unless you have extra in your face heart. Your hair grows from your ears when you get older. That's gross and weird. Here's what's excellent. 0%, 72 months. That's financing, fam. On Fusion, Escape, Edge, Explorer. Do you understand you can get a great deal? $1,000 trading assistance to Danny Ruay, who I know and personally admire for his immense talent. And the fact he's not as handsome as Nick Ashew don't matter. Because inside his heart, inside of his, that's a heartbeat sound that I made into the microphone. He understands the Ted Britt for life is excellent. That's not just a thing that you say. It's a way of life. Go see my pals at Ted Britt Ford and tell them Danny sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.